Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Chet Paulson, president and CEO of Avinci Media Corporation, and the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is AVMC. Thanks for joining us today, Chet.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by giving us a brief overview of the company and also talking about the recent agreement to sell MyESPN Highlights products.
Okay. Avinci was founded in 2003 when we saw an opportunity in the digital imaging market. It appeared to us people had taken in the scrapbooking industry an opportunity that had grown from when it was photo books of about $100 million a year to almost $3 billion in less than a decade. And they did that through some very simple solutions. One of those was investing ideas with their potential customers. So they knew that people, while they were interested in doing things, didn't have ideas or didn't know how to execute those ideas. So they created catalogs and showed them how to do that. And we adopted the same model ourselves, but we were really after a bigger market. We wanted to go after everyone who takes images, which includes about 80% of people in America have a camera in their home, and they capture about 380 billion images a year. Recently, we announced a partnership with the Independent Photo Imagers, or IPI. They have about 650 members, and that classify them as photo specialty retailers. In other words, they're stores where you walk into, and they'll help you find a camera. They'll help you understand how to use that camera. And they're going to be offering our MyESPN Highlights product that we created in partnership with ESPN. MyESPN Highlights allows anyone, and that includes whether you're a photo mom or a professional, to take images or video from your digital camera and create an what we call an authentic SportsCenter experience. We worked with ESPN. We went in studio. We filmed Carl Ravitch, who's one of their sports anchors, and they designed the production, which includes a spin-up, and when you put your pictures in, it looks like you're actually being featured in the story. The reason we went to places like IPI is we felt that they really had access to a couple of things that were interesting not only to us but to their customers. One was they will walk their customers through. They're a do-it-for-me solution where you can bring your pictures in and they'll do it for you. And we found that in the industry, there's really a compelling need around personalized photo products today. So once they make those, they can then offer products anywhere from a DVD where you can watch it on your television set, looks like you're actually on SportsCenter, to a photo book, to posters, and then we offer them the ability, we have the rights through ESPN to then have them share those on their blogs and their social networking sites like MySpace and Facebook, which is really a sort of first use of intellectual property on social networks. So we've really transitioned as a company from offering traditional photo products to this new Web 2.0 frontier where people can combine an online brand with their own digital images.
So, yeah, I guess it's anyone can, you know, whether it's kids or, you know, you could restore your old photos to kind of create, you know, your own highlight reel. Do you think it's good for, like, type of, you know, like kids out of high school that are looking for maybe to show scouts some of the, you know, some of their key plays, or is it mostly just for, like, recreational?
You know, that this specific product is probably really focused at sort of what we call an aspiration, aspiring to be on SportsCenter. And we're finding it to be really really compelling for kids that are maybe 16 and under, and then once you get into the 20s, they like to use it. We also have a product we'll be introducing. We have an agreement with ESPN and X Games, which sort of fills the rest of that gap. If you wanted to create a scouting product, we've done a number of things like that before with people like the Volleyball Association, Title IX Sports, where there's an active effort to recruit, and you can really use some of our other templates for that, where you can show them, for example, your vertical leap, blocking, hitting, spiking the ball, and serving. And then what we found is that coaches can use those things as long as you remember to put which player they're watching. We talked to a number of coaches who said people will send us tapes and we won't know who we're supposed to look for, but they will then use that to recruit because they'll know how they can play the game.
Well, certainly, yeah. Just put a lower third on it, and they'll be kind of clear up some of that confusion. And how many how many competitors would you say that you have in this niche market? I guess you can call it a niche market.
Yeah, we probably have four or five companies that do things that in some ways are similar, in some ways are dissimilar. In our business, traditionally what people call slideshows is what you'd normally see, and that is where you show a picture and then you show another picture. And there are companies like Kodak that will offer the ability to make a DVD. But everything in those products tends to look the same. So a wedding will look like a soccer game. They use what are called Ken Burns effects, zoom in, zoom out, pan left and pan right, and then let you choose some music. What we took is more of a storytelling approach where stories have a beginning, middle, and end. If you watch television or if you watch movies, you'll see a formula show up, and that's because people like and relate to stories. And so we build our templates around a story, the ability to tell a story with your photos, and it becomes really compelling that way. We add motion effects. We developed a proprietary technology that allows us to maintain the original quality of, for example, a program like SportsCenter. So in SportsCenter, you're going to see their actual production. You're going to see their actual effects. A common approach from another company would be something as simple as they would turn if you did a baby template, they would have a clip art baby climbing through your production. Looks really it might be cute, looks like a gimmick, but at the end of the day, people have shied away from doing those types of things. So there are a number of people in the space. Some people on the Web 2.0 space aren't really sure how to monetize their models today, so they're thinking of putting an ad in front of your production and then an ad after your production. What we're really doing is we're integrating you with the brand. So if you look at the ESPN product, you're becoming an ESPN athlete, and you'll be that for the rest of your life. So it builds loyalty with the ESPN brand, and then it allows you to share that brand with other people, which really extends the reach. Imagine that you're on a football playing field, you're in the stands, and your phone rings and you hear the ESPN theme. Well, now people are being exposed to their trademark and to their theme, and they're out of normal channels where you'd normally expect it. So there are a number of benefits of doing it the way we do it versus doing the way others. And probably the third thing that's really interesting, that people like ESPN, ESPN is owned by Disney, and what they really like about this is the fact that we can give you content, that we can approve the content that goes into these productions before they get shared.
Certainly, and so you talked a little bit about what makes the company unique from some of the other competitors, and so can you talk a little bit about some of the market trends right now in the industry and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the trends moving forward?
Sure. When we got into this business, we really saw a couple of things. We made the specific decision not to focus on the images that were stored in shoeboxes. The industry estimated that more than 1 trillion images were stored in shoeboxes. And in 2004, that was a lot. Last year, they estimated that people captured more than 350 billion images last year alone. So, first of all, what we see is people are taking more images, and they're taking them more often. Second is there's a lot of new ways and new places to share your images. The traditional channels like making a print are declining slightly, but new things like personalized photo products are the fastest growing segment, and that's the segment that we're in. It's growing at an annual CAGR of about 35% according to industry estimates. And so making personalized photo products, photo books, DVDs, posters, calendars, those types of things are really where people are going with their photos today. And the third thing I think we saw when we looked at this was until the time we got into that, there was not really a convergence of platforms. In other words, a place where you could create your product and then view it. Think back to the old days when you took film, and that required an intermediary. You had to take the film to a photo.
Like Eckerd or Walgreens like a lab.
Yeah, you take it to the lab, and then they paid them money, and they'd make a print for you. And so you had this delayed satisfaction. Really, DVDs were the first technology where you could use your computer to create a product, and then you could also view your product when you were done with it. So that convergence is really something we saw, and that has led very quickly to a change in the industry where we now see people wanting to spontaneously create things with their images and then consume them instantly. So gone are the days of drop it off and I'll get it in a week. You want to capture the image on your mobile phone, and then you want to immediately share it or create something with it. The reason for that is because there's so many opportunities now to take pictures and video that if you don't do something right away, you'll never do anything. The industry sort of shows that if your image is more than 45 images or 45 days old, you're not likely to ever do anything with it. So we saw those as the opportunities that we were really looking to address.
Yeah, certainly it's all about instant gratification, especially with, a lot of the social sites, things like that. People want to upload it, right away and have, all their friends and their, relatives be able to view it and comment on it. And, certainly with the, with the product, possibilities with, with what you could do with the pictures are pretty much endless. So can you talk to us a little bit about, walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the key management team at Avinci Media?
Yeah, so I have a long background with retail. I was with a company called Broadcast International years ago where we brought point-of-purchase advertising into the stores. So we'd play foreground music and then you'd hear ads. That gradually changed and morphed into where we deliver messages to stores in the form of emails. This is pre-internet being available in stores. And then we deliver training, and finally we started delivering interactive technology like credit card approvals into the stores. From that, left in 1995 and moved on to create a company that was doing collaborative spaces online where companies like Caterpillar could design a new truck. We could save them 3 weeks, for example, just by letting two separate vendors collaborate on the design of a vehicle online. And took that up into 2003, had a decision in life where I decided it would be really important to do something that I felt that not only my kids could understand, but that made a difference in people's lives. And we looked at memories and the ability to commit them to these compelling productions and formed the company to do that. So we bring a long retail experience and business experience. Broadcast International went from a privately funded company to a NASDAQ traded company, created a company called CBS Market Watch ultimately. We just had John Bay join us. John Bay has more than 15 years as a senior manager with Kodak. He brings a retail experience. He managed the very accounts where we've been able to get a foothold. We've been able to distribute our product through people who are really service the majority of photo customers, companies like Walmart, where you can buy our products at the photo kiosks in stores, Walgreens, where you can buy our products not only on the photo kiosks, but you can also buy them as a take-home product that you can use on your PC, Costco, where you can buy it online, and then Meijer stores in the Midwest. So we really have a number of the top retailers who've taken that product. In addition to that, we've been able to partner with people who really dominate the technology platforms in that industry, people like Hewlett-Packard and Dainippon and Fujicolor. We've been able to integrate through their platforms and provide our solutions alongside traditional solutions. We also have in the company, we have Terry Dixon joined our company, comes from a long history of marketing. He's managing our ESPN product. He's not only built but also sold a number of companies in his career. So we sort of combine the experience of understanding what the retail and photo industry needs are with having an entrepreneurial background where we've been successful in building businesses and then monetizing those businesses for investors.
And in regards to some of the milestones that the what does the management hope to accomplish over the course of the next year with the company?
Well, we're finally in a stage where for the past 3 years we've really invested in the technology and in the distribution. Beginning in 2008, we had about 1,000 storefronts where you could buy our product on about 1,200 photo kiosks. As of the end of June of this year, We now have our product in more than 10,500 storefronts, and we're also on approximately 22,000 photo kiosks, as well as a number of photo websites. As we look forward to the year, we've seen our revenues begin to grow with our distribution channel. So we're hopeful that as we move forward in the next 12 to 18 months, we see the ability to not only increase our revenues, but to get to a position of profitability and cash flow positive. In our industry, the fourth quarter is always a really good quarter because people do a lot with their images, and we see ourselves being in a position to fund the business through cash flow during that period of time.
Sir, and we could find your product now also at like some of the major retailers like Walgreens and.
Yeah, we just completed a rollout where we're in 6,800 Walgreens stores. If you go to the photo kiosk there, you'll see a button on there that says DVD products. We share on the other side is a button that says traditional print products. So we're there at Walmart. We not only have the ESPN product, but we also have our traditional line of products. Online at Costco.com, you'll find our product as branded as Moments Captured. So if you go to the Costco.com site and then press on photo department, you'll see a little link there to Moments Captured. So at times we brand our product. Vinci Media is in the business of really partnering with people who dominate their channels. In some cases, we've created branded solutions. In other cases, we have our own brand solution.
Great. And so in terms of future growth, will eventually look to grow organically? Will you look for M&A activities? And if so, what kind of criteria do you look for in, you know, companies that you're looking to acquire?
Well, just through the adoption of the technologies, we see a huge opportunity for growth. We're seeing today as the number of sites, as the number of adopters come up. One of the interesting things about our product is we've found on a year-to-year basis that 30% of customers who make a product the first year will come back and make four or five products the next year. So they basically replicate the revenues we had during the first year. So everybody we acquire in the second year is there. Second strategy we have is to grow through our new Web 2.0 strategy, where people can combine their images and video with brands online and create extremely viral adoption, and we're getting really good adoption there. As far as M&A activity, we partner with a number of companies that if they create content or they have distribution through retail channels, we look first to a partnership. We look to see what can we bring to their product and what can their product bring to us. For example, can they bring designs? Can they bring the ability to extend the reach of our product? So we're open to, as we grow the company, looking at various ways. It's one of the reasons that we went public a year ago in June, was to basically get the kind of capital we could use that would allow us to grow in the market, because we think the market will consolidate to some degree.
Good answer. And in terms of investors, Chad, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think as we've gone through the last year, we've begun to articulate that more. You'll see us begin to talk a lot in the making releases about our partnerships. Being a public company, we need to make our normal releases where we discuss how we're performing based on revenue generation and profitability and cash flow. But as we look forward to that, we'll start the thing we search for is the way to allow people to help measure our performance in the market, and we think we found a way to do that, and that is the number of storefronts, the number of places where you can buy the product, and then our performance in those locations. It tends to provide a really good indicator of, for example, if you have 1,000 and then you move to 10,000, what does the company think the performance will be? And it gives an easy metric for an analyst to take a look at and decide how we're performing compared to that. The good news about that is that just assumes the organic nature of what we're doing. As the word gets out, we're on the cusp. We've jumped the chasm, so to speak, on products. As people become aware of these products and become aware that they can buy them, then we should see increased adoption on those platforms. So that's really the upside, is if we perform the way we have performed in the past and we just increase the number of places where you can create and purchase our product, that leads to one model that we look at. And then if people get the word and they share the information virally and we promote on site, like we did recently with Walmart has a campaign this summer where they're pushing My ESPN highlights through point-of-purchase advertising. As that adoption takes off, then we have a big upside.
Right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And once again, joining us today is Chet Paulson, President and CEO of Avinci Media Corporation. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is AVMC. And we've currently been talking about some of the trends in the digital photo industry. And the company is currently trading at 35 cents a share with a market cap of $17.5 million. And before we conclude, Chet, what are some of the key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think one of the things we've been able to do is we've been able to get distribution. Our distribution partners account for, in the traditional photo business, about 65% of people who purchase photo. So, for example, rather than having to create our own market, we're able to take advantage of theirs. Our business model is another reason. We don't license our technology. We get paid a runtime fee. So every time somebody buys a product, we make revenue. So once we invest, like we have in our software engine that creates these products, we can then sort of harvest the revenues that come from that. The third is that because we have a proprietary solution, we're now poised to take advantage of Web 2.0 opportunities and do it in a way in which no one has been able to do yet. And that is really to be able to help brands manage the consumer experience. So we have the effect. Think of this in terms of anyone who has loyalty to a brand can now, the brand can turn their consumers into marketing channels. And the way they do that is we create branded, approved, and licensed templated solutions. People insert their content, whether it's text, digital images, or video. And then we have the ability to let them approve or control the content. So if there's content that they don't want associated with their brand, before it gets made and shared, it can be screened. And that control takes place whether it's on the desktop, online, or in the store. So because we're at that stage where we have that, because the market is positioned as it is for the products to take off, consumer acceptance says that these are interesting products for people and they want to purchase them. We think we represent a good opportunity because we've made the investment and we now have the distribution, and our partners really believe that we are key to their stepping into the next generation of imaging products.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the some of the market trends as well as Avinci's progress and growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to, first of all, for the insight and also for taking the time to update our investors today.
Yeah, thank you, Juan.